going to continue to study the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们可以继续查考天国的钥匙。
Can you imagine how much people pay to receive this key to enter the kingdom of heaven?
你可以想象，如果这个钥匙有个价钱的话，会有人多少人愿意付钱吗
？But at the same time, why many people do not search for this key?
可是同时也有很多人不来找这个钥匙。
Because many people in this world, they don't know this kind of key exists.
因为在这世界上，很多人不知道有这个钥匙。
So, except, it's all up to us for those who've been chosen by God to show them this key.
那是我们这些被神所拣选的人的责任，来跟大家分享天国的钥匙。
That's why Lord Jesus Christ said, "What happened? You gain the whole world, lose your own soul. What good is it?"
所以耶稣基督说，你就算赚得全世界，却失去自己的灵魂，这有什么意义呢
？Even though Bill Gates is the richest person in the whole world, but he's not gained the whole world yet, right?
虽然比尔盖茨是全世界上最有钱的人，可是他也不能得到世界。
Actually, he doesn't even own the United States, never mind the whole world, right?
他连美国都没办法完全得到，也更别说是全世界。
And I'm sure that many, every single one of us here can never be rich like him.
那我也相信我们在座的每一位没办法像他那么有钱。
But even if he gained the whole world and lose his soul, what good is it?
可是就算他赚得了全世界，可却失去了灵魂，
这有什么意义呢 ？So that's why for us, we really need to think and reflect about our lives.
所以我们每一个人都应该回想我们自己的生命。
Even though some of us were not as rich as Bill Gates,
虽然我们并不像比尔盖茨那么有钱
，but in the eye of God, we are really rich.
可是，在神的眼中，我们却是富足的。
Why? Because when we die, we inherit the kingdom of heaven.
为什么呢？因为我们死的时候，我们将继承天国。
That's why when I first went to Africa, I feel very sad for our brother and sister there.
所以，当我一开始到非洲的时候，我对于那边弟兄姐妹的处境感到很难过。
Because some of them they can go 2-3 days without having food to eat.
因为他们很多信徒在那边可以两三天都没有东西吃。
So because I'm from the United States, so when I go there, I feel very pitiful for them.
因为我是从美国去的，所以我到那边呢，我觉得他们很可怜。
But as I study the Word of God with them.
可是当我跟他们一起查考神的话
，I realize I have nothing to feel pity about for them.
我了解到我不需要替他们觉得可怜。
Why, even though in this world they don't have much, but in the world to come, they will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
因为在这现今的世上，他们虽然没什么财富，可是在将来来到的天国，他们却可以得到满富足。
For the last 2 weeks, it's at NYTS.
之前在学生灵恩会的时候。
And that time I see many young people, they're very excited about, you know, going to college, about getting a job.
那我看到很多青年，他们对于进大学或者是要入社会都感到非常的兴奋。
But for many of us who are 50, 60, 70, we're not too excited working, right? Because imagine you work until 70, 80, so burdensome.
那如果我们在座有人50、60或70几岁，我们对于工作却并不会起一点都不兴奋。
That's why for us, all we have is our Lord Jesus Christ.
对我们来讲，我们拥有的只是神。
But even though we have our Lord Jesus Christ, it doesn't mean that every one of us can hold on to him.
就算我们知道神拥有神，也并不一定可以抓住神。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 123 again.
请翻开马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音七章21-23节。
Verse 21.
21.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Verse 22.
22.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 23.
23.
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So we know that during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ said, not everyone that calls me Lord, Lord, can enter the kingdom of heaven.
在这里我们看到耶稣说并不是所有称呼为主啊主啊的人都可以进天国
But in those days in the day of judgment
在末后审判的日子
Many people will come to our Lord Jesus Christ
很多人都会到耶稣基督面前
They will plead with him Have we not prophesied in your name
会跟耶稣基督 请求说我们不是奉你的名传道
Have we not cast out demons in your name
奉你的名赶鬼
Have you not performed many miracles and wonders in your name?
奉你的名行许多的异能吗
？But God, during that time, will declare to them, He never knew them.
神在那天会去跟他们说，我从来不认识你们。
Why? Because they did not do His will.
为什么呢？因为那些人没有遵守神的旨意。
Why? Because they don't have the keys to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为他们没有天国的钥匙。
So for us, we need to think and reflect about this.
我们必须要 回想思考
Yes, many of us proclaim that we are Christian.
我们许多人都自称为基督徒。
But we are true, do we truly do the will of God?
可是我们真的有遵守神的旨意吗？
But if we do not do the will of God, God will declare to us He never knew us.
可是如果我们不遵守神的旨意的话，神会跟我们说，我从来不认识你们。
Can you imagine someone who has been believing God for 40, 50 years?
你可以想象说，当我们信主信了四五十年了。
Then on the end days, God said He never knew us.
可是在最后的末日神却说我从来不认识你们
Actually, this is very pitiful.
这样子是很可悲的
So what is the will of God?
神的意思是什么神的旨意是什么
What is the key to enter the kingdom of heaven?
要怎么样才什么是天国的进天国的钥匙
Let's turn to John chapter 3
请翻开约翰福音第三章
The book of John chapter 3 verse 3 to verse 5
约翰福音第三章三到五节
And you know we have read these verses earlier
我们刚刚之前有读过这段
John chapter 3 verse 3
约翰福音第三章第三节
Jesus answered and said to him Most surely I say to you Unless one is born again He cannot see the kingdom of God Verse 4
第四节
Nicodemus said to him How can a man be born again? He is old Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5
第五节
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we know that during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus very plainly, you must be born again if you want to see the kingdom of heaven.
我们可以看到这那时候耶稣基督对尼哥底母很明清楚地讲说人若不重生就不能见神的国。
But during that time, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man when he's old be born again?
尼哥底母说人都已经老了怎么能重生呢？
Can he go into his mother's womb the second time and be born?
可能在进入他母亲的腹中再重出生吗？
And then Jesus said to him,
耶稣却对他说
Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣在这里说我实实在在地告诉你人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国。
Actually, if we want to enter the kingdom of God,
实际上如果我们想要进天国的话
These are the keys we need to have before we can enter to it.
这就是要进去的钥匙。
The first key, we need to be born of water.
第一把钥匙就是我们要从水来重生。
But what does it mean to be born of water?
从水来重生是什么意思呢
？Let's turn the book of Mark chapter 16.
请翻开马可福音十六章。
The book of Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
马可福音十六章十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
马可福音十六章十六节，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Before our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, He gave this great commission to His disciples.
在耶稣基督升天回去之前，他给他们的门徒交来的一个使命。
He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
到世界各地。把福音传给所有的人。
And then verse 16 says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved."
在十六章十六节这里说，信而受洗的必然得救。
But he who does not believe will be condemned.
不信的必被定罪。
Actually, this is very plain.
这个篇讲得很明
白。Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, if we believe in Him, we must be baptized.
这里说，如果我们信神的话，必须要受洗。
So what this what it means to be born again of water.
这就是为什么叫做要从水来重生。
But a person who do not believe in Him, they will not be baptized, and then they will be condemned.
可是不信神的就不会被受洗了，不会受洗而被会被定罪。
This is the word from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督亲口讲的。
And what about his disciple?
那他的门徒呢
？We know that Peter is one of Jesus' great disciples.
我们知道彼得是耶稣一个很重要的门徒。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 2.
我请翻开，使徒行传第二章。
The book of Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 38.
三十八节。
Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
使徒行传二章三十八节，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
Actually, after the Holy Spirit have ascended to the disciple.
当圣灵降在使徒身上的时候
Peter with the 11 apostles stood up and preached the word of God.
彼得跟其他11位使徒站起来奉主耶稣的名传道。
So that time the word of God cut to people's heart.
那时候神的道刺进人的心。
And then they asked Peter, what shall we do to be saved?
那他们众人听见了这话就问彼得说要怎么行才能得救。
And then Peter said, repent and let every single one of you be baptized for the remission of your sin.
那彼得就说你们个人要悔改，这样子罪才会得赦。
So Peter also understand and believe you must be born again.
所以彼得也相信也了解要重生的这个道理。
And how a person be born again is through baptism.
那一个人要怎么重生呢，就必须得到了。
What about Paul? What about Paul?
那保罗他就怎么讲呢？
We know Paul is also one of the great apostles of our Lord Jesus.
保罗也是重要的使徒。
Let's see the book of Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
请翻开提多书。
The book of Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书。
Verse 5.
提多书第五节。
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and to renewal of the Holy Spirit. Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
Okay. 提多书第三章第五节。
So we can see here that Paul said not by works of righteousness.
那这里保罗说我们得救并不是因为自己所行的义。
But if we want to be saved, it must be the washing of regeneration.
可是要得救的话，必须借着重生的洗。
And also renewal of the Holy Spirit.
而且要经过圣灵的更新。
So you can see, Jesus told us we need to be born again through water. That is to be baptized if we want to be saved.
耶稣说要借着水重生，就代表的要受洗。
Peter also tells us if you want to be saved, you also need to be baptized.
那彼得也说要得救的话，必须要。
And Paul also tells us we need to be born again of water if we want to be saved.
那保罗在这里也说，如果我们要得救的话，必须重生，借于洗。
And we share with one another earlier why is it so important for us to be baptized?
那之前我们也有跟大家分享为什么受洗那么重要。
Why? Because the Bible stated all have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
为什么呢？就是因为圣经上告诉我们，我们众人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
This means the sin from Adam and Eve it spread to all mankind.
那从亚当跟夏娃所开始的罪，一直在人的生命。
And those who born of a woman, this sin has come to us.
只要是从女人而生的，身上就带着罪。
So because of this sin, all of us must die.
因为这个罪，我们每个人都会死。
You can see in the beginning when God created Adam and Eve, he created his own image, his own likeness.
我们可以看到，当一开始神创造亚当跟夏娃的时候，神是照着自己的形象造的。
I think at that time God wanted them to live forever.
那时候神实际上是希望他们可以活。
That's why in the Bible we can see the oldest person who lived is Methuselah, 969 years old.
在圣经里记载一个人叫马图撒拉，他是最活得最久的人，996岁。
But the day that they ate the forbidden fruit,
可是那一天他们亚当跟夏娃吃了善恶果。
It's the day that physically they die.
那在身体上他们就会开始
有死亡。But spiritually they also die.
可是在灵里面也有了死亡。
So the same thing for every single one of us.
对于我们每个人也是一样的。
If we are not born again, every single one of us must die.
如果我们不重生的话，我们每个人都会死。
Of course, first we die physically.
当然我们一开始是肉体的死。
And second, we die spiritually.
那再来我们的灵也会死。
So this means the end of our physical life is only the beginning of the eternal life.
所以当我们肉体的死亡只是永生的生活开始的开始。
But for eternity, there's only two ways to go.
可是在永生的时间，我们只有两条路可以走。
You will spend eternity in hell or eternity in heavenly kingdom.
你要在永远的在地狱里，或者是永远的在天
国。But for those of us who are baptized,
可是我们这些受洗的人
，For those of us who Jesus been washed our sin with His blood,
我们被耶稣基督的血所洗净的人
，We will spend eternity in heavenly kingdom.
我们会在天国度过永生。
So that's why for every single one of us sitting here, we have the hope that one day we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在座的每一位，我们都有永生的盼望。
Even though physically we must die one day.
虽然肉体上我们有一天会死。
But when Christ comes again, our body will resurrect.
可是当耶稣基督再来的时候，我们的身体会重新复活。
And our mortal body will turn into immortal.
我们的必败坏的肉身并变成不朽坏的。
Then from then on, we can never die again.
啊，从那时候开始，我们就永远不会死了。
So that's why it's so important for us to be baptized.
所以我们受洗是很重要。
Without baptism, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
没有接受洗礼的就不能进天国。
So praise and thank God, and we have this wisdom. We need to think and reflect about it.
那感谢神赐给我们智慧，所以我们要用这智慧来思考。
If we want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
如果我们要进天国的话
，we must do the will of God.
我们必须遵守神的。
We must have this key, which is baptism, before we can enter the kingdom of God.
我们一定要先得到这把钥匙，就是洗礼才能进天国。
But then the question is, the Bible says there's only one baptism.
那另外一个问题就是圣经里说只有一种洗礼。
Which baptism is the right baptism?
那哪一种洗礼才是对的洗礼呢？
Because we can see there's over 1,000 denominations in this world.
我们可以看到在这世界上光是基督教派就有成千上万。
And there's all different kinds of baptism.
有各式各样洗礼的方法。
For example, the Salvation Army.
比如说救世军。
When they baptize a person, they just put two flags up like this, and then you just run through it.
那他们受洗的时候，他们把他们的旗子举起来，然后你在旗子下面跑过去。
And this is their baptism.
这对他们来讲就是。
But is this baptism according to the Bible?
可是这是对于圣经上记载的洗礼吗
？Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
请翻开马太福音第二十八章。
Look at Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音第二十八章。
I want to ask this question to every single one of you.
我要问你们每一个人这个问题。
So we can respond to it because we have a heavy lunch. Maybe we are dozing off right now. We're tired.
所以我们大家可以让自己自由的回答，怕大家打瞌睡。
28:19.
马太福音第二十八章十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Go therefore and make disciples of.All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
这里说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So at that time, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
那时候，耶稣对门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都给我了。
He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit."
那你们需要出去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们。
So is this true?
这是真的吗
？Baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那我们是应该奉父子圣灵的名给
他们
施洗吗？是不是真的
？Can someone answer this question?
有没有人要回答？
What do you guys think, right?
大家是怎么想
的 Go, therefore, and baptize, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
要出去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
You can see many denominations, right? They baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们也看到很多教派，他们受洗的时候是奉父子圣灵的名。
Sometimes they say in this Matthew chapter 20 verse 19, it's not true.
有的时候有些人说。马太福音二十八章十九节这里记载的不对。
But actually, verse 19 is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
可是十九节这里是真的是耶稣基督的话。
It must be true.
一定是对的，对不对
？It must be true. You had to baptize him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那这是正确的，奉父子圣灵的名。
But if we look at this verse more closely,
可是当我们仔细的在研究这一节的话
，You know, in verse 18, Jesus said, "All authority has given to me." Right? That's what Jesus said.
在这十八节这里说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Then he say, make disciple by baptizing them in the name. If you look at the name is singular.
那在第十九节这里说，使万民做我的门徒。那这里是讲到，他这边奉父子圣灵的名，这里英文是单数的。
But maybe the Chinese not so clear, huh?
Yeah, there's
no singular plural, right?
对。
But for sure, in the original text, it's singular.
可是在一开始的原文的圣经里，它这一个字是这个名字是单数的。
So yes, we need to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以我们是要奉父子圣灵的名给人洗。
But we have to find out what is the name of the Father.
可是我们必须要知道父的名字是什么。
Because the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit must be the same name. That's why there's only one name.
因为这里既然名字是单数的话，所以奉父子圣灵他们三个的名字应该都是同一个。
So what is the name of the Father?
什么是父的名
？Anybody know? the name of the Father. Someone say something. Jesus, right? Jesus.
The 父亲的名就是耶稣。
Actually, sometimes when we've been worshiping God for many years, we do not know the name of our Father.
所以我们有的时候信神信了很久，可是我们对天父的名字却不知道。
Can you imagine? I ask Albert, Albert, what is the name of your Father, right?
那如果我问 Albert 弟兄他爸爸的名字是什么
？And imagine this age, he does not know the name of his father. We'd be in shock, right?
对啊，都活了，如果 Albert 活了那么大的话，还不知道自己爸爸叫什么名字，大家都会很惊讶。
But a Christian, sometimes people ask you what the name of father, we do not know.
可是基督徒来讲，我们常常有人问我们天父的名字是什么，我们却不知道。
But many people think the name of the father is father.
有些人认为天父的名字就叫天父。
For example, if I ask Albert, "What's your name, your father?" And Albert say, "My father's name is Father." I'd be in shock, right?
那如果问 Albert 说你爸爸叫什么名字呢？我就说父亲的名字就叫父亲了，家大家会觉得怪。
Albert's father, right, sent him to the bank and asked him, "Go and take the money, right, under my name."
那如果 Albert 的爸爸叫他去银行说你去那边领款，用我的名字领款。
And then the bank teller asked him, "Hey, what's your father's name?"
那个银行的人就问他说你爸爸叫什么名字
And he said my father's name is father
那就说我爸爸的名字就叫爸爸
Of course the father sent him out of the bank right
那就这样子的银行的人大家就把他赶出去
Because a lot of us sit here we also are father
我们在座的很多人也都是自己也是父亲
But what is the name of the father
可是父亲的名字是什
么 What is the name of the father
他们我们大家的父亲的名字
The same thing the son right the son is not a name
那同样的，这个子这里讲的儿子，这个子也不是圣灵。那圣灵本身这个也不是一个。
So we need to go into the Bible and see what is the name of the Father, what is the name of the Son, what is the name of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须查考圣经，查出父子圣灵他们的名字是什么。
Let's go to John chapter 17.
请翻开约翰福音第十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
17:6
Chapter 17, this is the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ.
约翰福音十七章这里是耶稣的祷告。
In verse 6, he said, I have manifested your name to the man whom you have given me out of the world.
在第六节这里说，我已将你的名显明与他们。你将他们赐给我。
So for example, right? Maybe many of you do not know my father's name.
比如说，在座的各位可能不知道我的父亲叫什么名字。
Anybody know my father's name? I don't think so, right? You don't know my father's name. I see the other day we talked about my father's name, right? The youth Bible study, remember? You forget my father's name. But maybe you don't know my father's name.
所以在座的各位不知道我父亲叫什么名字。
But I tell you, I have manifest my father's name.
那可是我跟各位讲说，我已经把我父亲的名字告诉大家。
And my name is Vudi.
我的名字是 Vudi.
If I manifest my father's name, so what is the name of my father?
那如果我把我父亲的名字显明给大家的话，那我父亲的名字叫什么呢
？So what's the name, right? Vudi, right? It's true. If I manifest my father's name, this means my father's name is Vudi also.
如果我本身就代表我父亲的名字的话，那我父亲的名字是什么？那也是。
Of course, my father's name is not Vudi. He has a different name.、Right?
那当然，我的爸爸跟我不同名。
But when our Lord Jesus Christ said, "I have manifested your name to the man," this means the name of the Father is Jesus.
所以在这里说，我将你的名显明与他们，那那个父亲的名就跟。就是耶稣。
And read in verse 11, chapter 17, verse 11.
那请继续读十七章的十一节。
Actually, for the New King James, you cannot read it clearly, but for the NIV, it says more to the original text.
不同的版本有不同的讲法，可是在这里，这个和合本的话。
Can you read? Can you read that verse? Verse 11.
第十一节。
I'll read in English. Oh, in English.
我用英文念第十一节。I'll remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me.
Yeah, you hear that? Protect them by your name that you have given to me.
那刚刚那里英文讲说，求你以你所赐给我的名保守他们。
Is the Chinese clear? Does it say that?
A little bit different.
A little bit different, right? So, but take me to the name that you have given to me.
那在英文刚刚那一段讲的就是说用你的名保守他们可是那个名那个父亲的名就是你赐给我的名
I always use this example for example George Foreman yeah, George Foreman the boxer right
比如说有一个拳击手叫做 George Foreman
I think he have like 6-7 sons right and all the name of the son is what
George Foreman
George right George he's all the son named George George the first George the second whatever but their name is George right
那个拳击手把他所有六七个儿子的名字也全部取得跟他一样
so this means the father George gave them his name
就代表就是这个父亲他把他自己乔治的名字给他的儿子
just like a heavenly father give the name to our Lord give his name to our Lord Jesus Christ
就像我们的天父把天父自己的名字给了耶稣
so, the name of heavenly father is Jesus
所以天父的名字也是耶稣
and we know the name of the son right
那我们当然知道这个人子的名字
I think everybody know the name of the son right
人子的名字大家也知道就是耶稣
what about the name of the Holy Spirit
那这样子圣灵的名字是什么呢
let's turn to John chapter 14
请翻开约翰福音第十四章
Chapter 14
十四章
Verse 23
二十三节
Verse 23
二十三节
Jesus answered and said to him If anyone loves me He will keep my word And my father will love him And we will come to him And make our home with him
约翰福音十四章的
14:23
十四章二十三节耶稣回答说人若爱我就必遵守我的道我父也必爱他并且我们要到他那里去与他同住
Actually during this time our Lord Jesus Christ talked about the Holy Spirit
在这里耶稣基督讲的是在讨论圣灵的事
If anyone loved me he would keep my word
这里说人若爱我就必遵守我的道
And my father will love him And we will come to him and make our home with him.
并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
So the spirit is the spirit of the Father and the spirit of the Son.
所以父与子的灵是同个。
And if the spirit of the Father and the spirit of the Son, the spirit's name must be Jesus.
那既然父与子的灵也是是同一个的话，那他们的名字也是。
But in verse 26, it will be more clear.
第二十六节会再更清楚一点。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.
二十六节这里说，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵。
So Lord Jesus Christ say here, the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
那保惠师就是圣灵。
The Father will send, like whom the Father will send in my name.
那是父因我的名所差派来的。
So when Jesus said baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what name is He tell us to baptize in?
所以当耶稣说要奉父子圣灵的名受洗，那那个名到底是什么呢
？So what name is that?
那个名字是什么
？The name is Jesus.
那个名字就是耶稣。
The name of the Father is Jesus.
父的名是耶稣。
The name of Jesus is Jesus.
耶稣的名字也是耶稣。
The name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus.
圣灵的名字也是耶稣。
So that's why if anyone baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you baptize in no name. Why? Because the name of those three is Jesus.
所以当要奉父子圣灵的名受洗的时候，那个名字就是耶稣。
But can you imagine you've been worshiping God for many, many years?
你可以想象，敬拜神已经很多年了。
We still baptize in the name, right? In the name Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and that's it. And that three, you baptize in no name.
那你可以想象，信神了那么多年了，那这样子受洗的时候还说奉父子圣名的圣灵的名，那这样子好像不知道那个名字是什么。
Let's turn the book of Acts.
请翻开《使徒行传》。
Let's turn the book of Acts.
使徒行传。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12 first.
使徒行传第四章十二节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
四章十二节。
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men which we must be saved.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Actually, during this time, the disciples say there is no other name under heaven, right?That you can be saved. There's only one name that can be saved, and this name is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这里的在这里门徒说，除天除他以外，因为在天下人间没有别的名，没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。这个名字就是耶稣。
That's why we go to Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
所以我们到翻到使徒行传 第二章的
Acts 2:38
使徒行传二章的第三十八节。
Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
这里保罗，这里彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Actually, before Jesus ascended to heaven,
耶稣基督在升天之前
when he gave the disciples the commission, go out there and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I'm sure that Peter...He was one of them listening to the message.
当耶稣升天之前跟人说要奉父子圣灵的名施洗的时候，那时候彼得也在场听到这句话。
When they after they received the Holy Spirit.
所以当他们领受了圣灵的时候
Peter understood the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus himself.
在这里彼得当时就了解父子圣灵的名就是耶稣。
That's why in Acts chapter 2 verse 38 say, Let every one of youBe baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以在这里三十八节才会记载说，你们每个人个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Let's also turn to Acts chapter 10.
继续翻开《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Verse 48.
第四十八节。
Verse 48.
使徒行传十章。
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of our Lord.Then they ask him to stay a few days.
这里说就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗，他们又请彼得住了几天。
Again, during this time, Peter was baptizing the household of Cornelius.
这里彼得就是替哥尼流他们一家施洗。
And he told them to baptize in the name of our Lord, and that Lord, of course, our Lord Jesus Christ.
那他们是奉主的名受洗的，那主的名就是看得出来是耶稣基督。
Let's go to the next one, chapter 19.
Acts chapter 19. 使徒行传第十九章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
19 verse 5.
使徒行传十九章第五节。
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus.Chapter 19, verse 5.
使徒行传十九章第五节，他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。
It's very clear, right? Every single person who were baptized in the book of Acts, they baptized in the name of Jesus.
我们在这里可以看得出来，这些在使徒行传里面记载的洗礼，这些受洗的人都是奉耶稣的名受洗。
And those of us who are baptized in the name Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be baptized in no name.
这些如果是奉父子圣灵的名受洗的话，那并没有一个名字。
But those of us who are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, this is biblical according to the Bible and according to the will of God.
奉主耶稣的名的话，这个就是知道神的名字，这是符合圣经的。
So this is really important, the first step.
这是一个很重要的一个步骤。
We need to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
第一步就是要奉主耶稣的名受洗。
What about some churches when they baptize, they do sprinkle water, right? They sprinkle.
那有些教会他们受洗的时候，他们是用洒水的方法。
Actually, the word baptism, a baptizo, the Greek word itself means to dip completely in the water, like full submersion.
那这个洗礼这个字，英文字的原文希腊文，就是代表的就是把一个东西浸在水里面。
Because the first time I got baptized, I was baptized in the Greek church.
因为我一开始。那个受洗的时候，我小时候是在东正教受洗的。
The Greeks they really understand the word, you know, baptism, right? They understand the word. So when they baptize me, they full submerge under the water.
那他们东正教是希腊那边，他们真的知道什么是受洗，所以他们那时候给我受洗的时候，是我全身要入水。
That's why I looked at Christ when he was baptized. After he was baptized.
所以当耶稣基督被洗礼之后
，The Bible says he came out of the water.
圣经里记载他从水里出来。
So when Jesus Christ was sprinkled, how can you say he came out of the water? Right? There's no water to come out of.
所以如果耶稣基督的那时候所受的洗是被洒水的话，那怎么从水里出来？
Unless he falls submerge, then he come out of the water.
一定是全身入水，从水里站起来。
Let's go to Romans chapter 6.
请翻开罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
6 verse 3.
罗马书六章三节。
Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, baptized into his death, verse 4.
第四节
Therefore we bear with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So verse 3 and verse 4 say, when we are baptized into Christ, we baptize into his death.
那这里第三跟第四节说我们受洗是归入神主的死。
Therefore, we are buried with him through death, through baptism into death.
我们是和神一同埋葬。
I mean, how many of us have been to the cemetery before?
我们有多少人去过墓地？
Can you imagine we go to a cemetery and all of a sudden you see one arm sticking up, one leg sticking up, right? Our cemetery would be very scary, right?
我们去坟墓的时候是不是会看到难道会看到有人没有埋好把脚或手露在外面吗？
Actually, when a person is buried, he's completely underneath the ground.
当一个人埋葬的时候，他也是全身都要埋在土里。
They usually dig the hole right 6 feet inside, right? And 6 feet wide, right?
他们埋人的时候是要一定要六尺深，六尺宽。
So when they bury a person, that's why every time you go to the cemetery, you can never see any arms, any legs sticking out. Why? Because they're completely buried underneath the ground.
所以我们去墓坟场的时候，绝对不会看到有手或脚露在外面，一定大家都是完全的埋在
土里。So that's why when we baptize a person, we need to fully submerge under the water.
所以当我们给人施洗的时候，我们一定要全身入水。
Because we die with him.
因为我们是与耶稣基督
同死。And we are buried with him.
我们与他一同埋葬。
And because of this, and then on the end days, we have the hope to resurrect with him.
因为这样子与他同死，所以在末日的时候，我们才有与他一同复活的盼望。
Why? Because when we sin, our whole body, right, we are full of sin.
因为当我们犯罪的时候，罪是充满我们全身的。
So we want the sin to be washed away. We always need to wash our whole body, not only our arms and our legs and our face, but our whole body.
所以当我们要把这个罪洗去的话必须全身都洗。
So we can see also in verse 5
第五节。
If we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So when we baptize into Christ, we baptize into his death.
所以当我们受洗的时候是与耶稣洗归入死。
And then we have the united like the ness of his death.
那我们是要在他死的形状与他联合。
And then we ask ourselves this question, how did our Lord Jesus Christ die?
那我们要问我们自己，我们耶稣基督死的时候的样子是什么？
Many of us would say, right, Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross like this.
那很多人都知道耶稣是钉十字架死的，所以双手。
But actually, how did our Lord Jesus Christ die?
可是实际上耶稣基督到底是怎么死的呢？
Listen to John chapter 19 verse 30.
我们请翻开约翰福音十九章第三十节。
John chapter 19 verse 30.
约翰福音十九章三十节。
This is how it describes our Lord Jesus Christ died.
那这里有形容耶稣基督的死。
19 verse 30.
十九章三十节。
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
这里是十九章三十节，耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
So when our Lord Jesus Christ received the sour wine, did he die yet?
所以当耶稣基督尝了那个醋的时候，那时候死了吗？
Not yet, right?
那时候还没死。
So the time he said it's finished.
他是说了成了以后。
So still alive, why he was still alive, he bowed his head like this.
那时候还活着的时候，他头低着。
And that's how he died.
他死的时候就头低下头。
But if before he died, if he already died and then his head went down, and then this is not how he died because it's not voluntary, right? It's involuntary. Just like when he was on a cross, crucified on a cross, it's not how he died. It's the way people want him to die.
所以如果他死的时候已经头已经没力了低下来，那并不是他自己愿意要把头低下来的，就像他钉十字架的时候两手张开，那并不是他愿意的死法，是人家钉他在上面。
So when we are baptized,
所以当我们受洗的时候，
we baptize in the likeness of his death,
我们要跟着主死的形状。
So the person who's getting baptized also must bow their head.
所以受洗的人也要低下头。
Actually, Lord Jesus Christ can die meditative way. Before he died, he can just put his head sideways like this.
耶稣基督的死的样子可以有很多种，他可以把头往旁边弯。
But before he died, he bowed his head.
可是这里记载的耶稣基督说了成了，在死之前
he took on the whole world, like the sin of the whole world.
在死之前把头低下来，自己把头低下来，因为那时候他背负了全世界的罪。
So he was burdened, right, full of our sin.
他承受了我们罪的压力。
So he cannot lift his head up.
他没办法把头抬起来。
And the same thing for us when we go before God to ask for forgiveness.
同样的，我们当我们到神的面前去请求神的原谅的时候
，Why when you get baptized is asking God to forgive for our sin?
为什么会这样讲呢？因为我们受洗的时候是求神洗去我们的罪。
And we know God, He's the King of Kings.
我们知道神是万王之王。
Can you imagine when you baptize facing backward like this?
你可以想象你受洗的时候是往后仰吗
？Can you go before the king, right, and you ask him for forgiveness and go like this?、Right?
你可以想象你到一个王的面前请求王的原谅的时候，你把头抬得很高。
Actually, anybody who go before the king, they must bow their head out of respect.
因为我们每一个人在王的面前我们都要低头是对于他的一个尊敬
So first we need to baptize in the name of Jesus
所以第一步我们要奉耶稣的名
Second we must be fully submerged inside the water
第二就是我们要一定要全身入水
That is to bury with him
那再来就是要与他同埋葬
And third we must in the likeness of his death
那第三点就是我们一定要与他死的形状联合
And that is with a head bow
那就是把头低下。
And this is the one baptism that is according to the Bible.
那这样子才是符合圣经教训的洗礼。
Let's go to the last point.
我们再看最后一点。
First John.
约翰福音，约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书。
First John chapter five.
约翰一书第五章。
Verse 6 to verse 8.
约翰一书五章六到八节。
Verse 6.
第六节
This is he who come by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bear witness because of the Spirit is true. Verse 7.
第七节
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Verse 8.
第八节
And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one.So we see in these three verses that our Lord Jesus Christ, right, He came by water and by blood.
我们这从这三节里面，我们可以看到我们的耶稣基督是借着水和血而来的。
Actually, when our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross,
当我们的耶稣基督死在十架上的时候
，and the Roman soldier pierced his side.
有一个罗马的兵刺在他的旁边
，and water and blood flow out of his side.
那从他的肋旁就有血跟水同时流出。
So that's why the Bible says Lord Jesus Christ come by water and blood.
所以这里这就是为什么圣经上说耶稣基督是借着水和血而来的。
That's why for those of us when God opened our eyes during the baptism, we can see right during the baptism inside the water, and we can see the blood also inside the water.
那所以我们常常受洗的时候，有神开了弟兄姐妹的眼，他们可以看到在水里面也有血。
But another thing is, and it's the Spirit who bear witness because the Spirit is true.
那在这里第七节也说，又有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。
So this means if a person who's baptizing you do not have the Holy Spirit, this baptism is not effective.
这也代表，如果替你施洗的那个人本身没有圣灵的话，那这个施洗也是不正确的。
Why? Because there's no Holy Spirit to bear witness that this baptism is true.
因为那那时候没有圣灵在替你做见证。
And this Holy Spirit witness the things in heaven and also the things of earth.
那这个圣灵可以看到地上还有天国的事。
Just like in verse 7 and verse 8.
就像在第七节与第八节这里讲的
right, The Word, the Holy Spirit and these three are one So the Father, the Word and the Holy Spirit These three are one
那这里说做见证的原有三就是圣灵、水与血这三样也归于一
So that's why for every single one of us who are getting baptized
所以当我们每一位接受洗礼的人
We have to make sure that who a person is baptizing usMust be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要清楚地知道替我们施洗的人是被圣灵充满的。
Actually, before I came to True Church, I also feel like, you know, every baptism is true.
但当我来到真耶稣教会之前，我那时候也想说，每一样的洗礼都是一样的。
Because many times, many churches baptize in a different way.
因为每一个教会他们都有不同的受洗方法。
But when I came to True Church,
可是当我来到了真耶稣教会的时候
，I know this baptism is true.
我可以清楚地了解到这样的洗礼。
Why? Because the day that I get baptized is the day that I feel that God lifts all my sin away.
因为当我受洗的那一天，我可以清楚地感觉到神把我身体里的罪拿走。
And before True Church, I got baptized two times before that.
那在我来到真耶稣教会之前，我在别的地方已经接受了两次的洗礼。
And during those two baptisms, I never feel the same way as the third baptism to your church.
那在那两次洗礼的感觉，我从来都跟在真耶稣教会的洗礼的感觉不一样。
That's why when I came to church, I asked my father, he need to be baptized again.
所以当我来教会了以后，我跟我的父亲说，你必须再一次的接受洗礼。
My father was born in a Catholic church.
那我父亲是在一个天主教会。
And he was baptized since he was 9 years old.
那他出生的，他在九岁的时候受了他们的洗礼。
And I told him his baptism is not according to the Bible.
那我跟他说，你受的洗并不是按照圣经教训的。
Why? Because they did not baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为他们没有奉耶稣的名洗礼。
And did not bow. They did not baptize with the head bow.
他们受洗的时候也没有是低头。
So because of this, I told him his baptism is not true.
所以因为这样子说，我跟他说，你的洗礼并不是对的。
If the baptism is not true and it's not effective, and then his sin inside him still remains.
所以一个受洗，一个洗礼如果不是真的，这样就没有效，那代表他的罪也还在身上。
If it still remains in him, then he has no hope for eternal life.
可是如果你的罪还在身上的话，你这样子就没有希望进天国。
And then we know several years ago, my father he was sick with cancer.
那我们知道几年前我父亲病了，他得了癌症。
And after many years, preaching to him to get baptized the right way, a correct way, he did not believe.
那我花了很多年的时间与他传讲正确的洗礼，可是他都不信。
But one night he felt that he was going to die.
可是有一天晚上，他觉得自己要死了。
And then a time he sat on the edge of his bed.
那他那天晚上，他坐在他的床上。
And he saw two people showed up.
他看到有两个人出现在他面前。
The left hand side he knew was Satan.
他知道左手边的是魔鬼。
And the right hand side he knew was God.
他在右手边的他知道是神。
Of course, there are times he believed in God all his life.
当然那时候他信神也信了一辈子。
And he always told me, Rudy, I'm not afraid to die.
他一直都跟我讲说 ，Rudy, 我不怕死。
Because he thought when he died, he would go to heaven.
因为他相信他死的时候他可以，死了以后他可以进天国。
That night was a rude awakening for him.
可是那个晚上对他来讲是一个很惊讶的开始。
Because that night when he felt he was going to die.
因为那天晚上他清楚地知道自己要死。
And then he felt that Satan was taking his soul from him.
那他感觉魔鬼正在抓他的灵魂。
And my father could not believe it.
那我父亲非常的不敢。
And he said to God, God, I believe in you all my life.
他跟神说，神啊，我信你信了一辈子。
Why do you allow Satan to take my soul?
你为什么要让魔鬼抓我的灵魂？
During that time, God did not say anything to him.
那可是那时候神却没有对他说什么。
But praise and thank God, God had mercy on him.
可是感谢神，神对我父亲的怜悯。
So God did not allow Satan to take his soul that night.
神并没有让魔鬼那天晚上把他的灵魂带走。
But he still refused to believe.
可是之后他还是不愿意相信。
He still refused to come and get baptized according to the Bible.
他还是不愿意来我们教会受洗接受。
And then several weeks later,
过了几个礼拜
，He was in the hospital dying.
他在医院里快死了。
He was yelling and screaming during that time.
他在医院的时候，他有大声的尖叫。
So that time, my wife and I went to the hospital room and prayed with him.
所以那一天，我跟我太太到了医院的病房，
他一起祷告。And was screaming and yelling, "Help me, help me, please, Lord Jesus, help me."
他一直大声的叫说，救我，救我的神啊。
During that time, I did not know what was going on.
我不知道发生了什么事情。
So during that time, after we prayed about 20-30 minutes, I heard his voice say, "I'm okay, son, I'm okay."
那我在他身边祷告了半个小时左右，我听到他跟我说，儿子，我现在没事了。
Then I asked him, "What happened?"
那我就问他说怎么回事。
And they say during that time, Satan took his soul all the way to hell.
他说在那时候他。魔鬼把他的灵魂带进了阴间。
And in hell he suffered so much.
到了地狱他受了很多的苦。
And he see that Satan was so ugly looking. He looked like an ugly witch, he said.
他看到魔鬼的长相非常的丑陋。
And then at a distance he saw there's another group of people.
那在远远的地方他看到了有另外一群人。
And this group of people, they singing hymns and praising to God.
那一群人正在唱诗赞美神。
And he said they were very joyful.
那他看得出来那群人非常的喜乐。
So my father also want to go to that side, that group of people who feel enjoyed.
所以我父亲也想要到那群人那里去。
But at first he see only 4 or 5 people around him.
那他一开始只看到4-5个人在他旁
边。But the minute he stepped forward,
那他往前走的那一刹那
There's thousands of people in front of him.
他可以看到他前面有上千人
And no matter what they did, they can never reach that place without a group of people who's full of joy, singing praises to God.
那我父亲不管怎么尝试，他都没办法到那一群唱诗的人那里
That's why at the time he screamed and yelled so much.
所以他那时候正在大声的尖叫
But praise and thank God, God had mercy on him.
可是感谢赞美神，神对我父亲的怜悯
God did not allow Satan to take his soul that night.
那天晚上，神也没有让魔鬼把我父亲的灵魂带走。
So after he opened, he said to me, "I want to be baptized the correct way according to the Bible."
所以他从他昏迷里醒了以后，他跟我说，我愿意奉耶稣基督的名遵照神的道的受洗。
And that time, of course, he won the key so he can enter the kingdom of heaven.
那时候他是跟我要天国的钥匙。
Because God already showed him without this key, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为神已经清楚地告诉他，如果没有你没有这把钥匙的话，你没办法进天国。
So praise and thank God in July he got baptized.
所以那年的七月，感谢神他受了洗。
At that time, his sickness, his cancer already spread through his whole body already.
那时候他的癌症已经散播全身了。
One day during worship, he sat in front.
有一天聚会的时候，他坐在前面。
And he sat, and then he saw glorious, glorious light, and the door open.
那他聚会的时候，他看到有荣光，而且有一个门开了。
And that time, he saw Lord Jesus Christ walking toward him.
那他看到耶稣基督向他的方向走。
During this time, there was Satan.
那时候他没看到魔鬼。
During that time, only our Lord Jesus Christ want to walk toward my Father.
他在那次的意象里面，他只有看到耶稣基督。
So during that time, he knew that he has the key to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那时候他就清楚的知道他已经拿到进天国的钥匙。
And a month and a half later, my father passed away.
那后来又过了一个半月，我父亲就过世。
So that's why for every single one of us, we need to receive this key.
所以我们在座的每一位，我们都必须得到这把钥匙。
And this key is baptism.
这把钥匙就是受洗。
Because by one man, sin has spread to the whole world.
因为罪进也有一个人进入了这个世界。
And the wages of sin is death.
那罪的工价就是死。
But also another man, our Lord Jesus Christ.
可是却有另外一个人，就是我们的主耶稣。
And through him, he gave us this great gift of salvation.
借着主耶稣，他给了我们得救的。
By shed his blood for every single one of us.
他为了我们每一个人流了血。
And through shedding of his blood, and through baptism, we can clean our sin away.
借着耶稣基督所流的血，借着洗礼，我们才能把罪洗去。
Then no longer we have to live with sin.
我们再也不需要跟罪一起生活。
No longer we have to be afraid that we will spend eternity in hell.
我们也不需要害怕说将来会在地狱过永生。
And this is the gift from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是神给我们的礼物。
That he died on the cross for us.
他在十架上为我们舍
身。Broken his body for us.
他为了我们把他的身体打碎了
so we can have hope for eternal life.
这样子我们才有永生的希望
So this afternoon we offer you this key
今天下午我给大家这把钥匙
Even though we want you to give this key But it's your choice to take it or not
虽然我们想要给大家这把钥匙可是要不要拿这把钥匙也是大家的决定
But we pray and hope to God that God will open your heart to take this key
可是我们一起祷告希望我们都可以打开心门接受这把钥匙
so that every single one of us can end in the heavenly kingdom
所以我们在座的每一位都可以在天国
and in heaven is eternal peace eternal joy
在天国是永远的平安与喜乐
no longer we should cry no longer we should feel sorrow
我们再也不会哭泣再也不会难过
why because we'll be with our Lord forever
因为我们会与天父永远在一起
and that's why for every single one of us who have this key to enter the kingdom of heaven
所以我们在座每一位我们有这把进天国的钥匙
We must not lose this key.
我们也不能把这把钥匙丢了
We must keep our garment continue to be white always.
我们要让我们的衣服洁白
But if we become dark, and then this means we're losing our key.
当我们把我们的衣服弄脏了，我们的钥匙也丢了
So we ask us and one another to hold fast to our conviction to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都要坚守自己的道
And what we have taught and what we have speak is according to the Bible.
我们传扬的是遵照神的圣经的福音。
Now we just pray that you open your heart to accept the word of God.
我们希望大家都可以打开心门来接受这道。
So next time when we call our Lord, 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 we'll have the hope to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以当下次我们呼叫神的时候，我们才有进天国的盼望。
Let's learn to sing hymn 379.
请唱诗379首。
379。
唱诗379首。